Dr. Sivik, office note on patient Gregory Boxy, B-O-X-I-E, Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Date of birth is 7/30/1959. Date of service is 3/20/2024. Per paragraph, the patient is 64-year-old African-American gentleman, referred to see me by Dr. Yusuf for evaluation of chronic kidney disease. His past medical history includes history of kidney stones. He passed three stones in the past. He has history of chronic kidney disease stage 3B, based on GFR is 32 milliliters per minute. The next history of monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance, was seeing Dr. Charles Manners for that. Next history of chronic atrial fibrillation, next hypothyroidism, next hypertension, period, paragraph. Past surgical history is unremarkable. Social history, patient is single, has had total of 2 kids, no smoking, he drinks 2 beers a day, no drug use, he works as a realtor. Family history, father with hypertension, mother with end-stage renal disease and lupus. He has no siblings. Allergies, no non-drug allergies. Review of systems reveals no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn. He does report occasional hoarseness of voice and relates that to acid reflux. No nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea or constipation, no melena, no nocturia. He has complete bladder emptying and no leg swelling. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. Immunization, he receives 1 shot of the COVID J&J. Period. Current medications include amlodipine, Eliquis, levothyroxine, metoprolol, tamsulosin, and telmisartan. On physical examination, his vital signs are as mentioned above, HENT, pupils non-reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no-cervical lymphadenopathy, no-carotid bilaterally, no-jugular venous distension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no-pharyngeal erythema, no-date pure paragraph, neck supple, no-stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds of regularity and rhythm, normal as well as 2, no murmurs heard, no friction, heard, lungs active to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema, the lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, noted neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following: a renal ultrasound was done November 2023. Shows right kidney size 13.6 centimeter, few cysts on the right side, largest is 5.2 centimeter. He has an 8 millimeter stone non-obstructing on the right side. Left kidney size is 13 centimeter. Also, there is a few cysts over there, the largest 6.6 centimeter. And he has non-obstructing stones. The biggest one was 10 millimeter on the left kidney, period. Other workup available include urine analysis shows 3 plus protein, 3 plus occult blood, and crystals present. Magnesium 2.3, uric acid 7.5, phosphorus 2.6, intact parathyroid hormone 72. ANA was positive up to 1 to 160, subpanel is negative. BUN26, creatinine 2.16. EGFR is 33 milliliter per minute, potassium 4.1, potassium 227, albumin 4.4, normal liver function tests. Rheumatoid factor was negative. Protein to creatinine ratio is 17:16 milligram per gram of creatinine. White count 5.7, hemoglobin 14, platelet count is 186, period, paragraph. Assessment and plan, chronic kidney disease stage 3B. We are going to do a minimal renal workup to find the etiology. He does have significant proteinuria of around 1.7 grams. He does have history of monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance. It can be causing his kidney disease. However, he has risk factors including hypertension as potential cause. Also, he can have other glomerulonephritis including focal segmental glomerulosclerosis, FSGS, He may require a kidney biopsy if we cannot pinpoint the etiology and if he wants to proceed with that, period. Next diagnosis, bilateral kidney stones. We're going to do a 24-hour urine collection for metabolic stone workup to advise him on his risk and to do whatever we can to delay progression of his kidney stones. He may need referred to urology for lithotripsy for the stone of 10 millimeter on the left side, period. Next diagnosis, MGUS as mentioned above. We are going to check and recheck on it. Next, chronic atrial fibrillation rate controlled. Next, hypothyroidism continued with thyroxine. Next, hypertension. Continue current blood pressure medication. We'll reevaluate and see the blood pressure log, period. Next, acquired cystic kidney disease, period, paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Yusuf, for allowing me to participate in the patient's care. I'll see him back in around two to three weeks to discuss the workup. I'll keep you updated on his progress. Period. Paragraph. Please go back to physical exam under heart and mention the following. Correction. Irregular heart rate and rhythm. Period. Go to the end of the dictation. This is the end of the dictation. Please send a copy of this note to my office and copy to Dr. Yusuf. And the report. Thanks.